Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Larry, we're kicking it off with you. How can I help?
Yes, sir. I take probiotics in the morning and in the evening.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
You take them in the morning?
I take one probiotic in the morning before I eat, 30 minutes, and then I take a probiotic 30 in the evening.
All right. Well, are you asking me, is that good, or what's the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if you could hear me. I was wondering, with the one in the evening, sometimes I have something in my stomach. But is 30 minutes after that all right before I go to bed?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, the probiotics actually are really good. I mean, as far as helping with the body's digestive tract, of course, you know, a lot of times people take it with meals. I'm definitely a bigger fan of even an hour away from meals, closer to an empty stomach, and taking before you go to bed. Maybe, you know, first thing in the morning when you wake up, and then also around lunchtime. You really can take them at any point in time. Typically, that's what most of the labels say on the different bottles of products and whatnot. But, you know, for maximum absorption and making sure that you get everything that you need, taking them away from food is definitely a key. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? You can also go online, getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. And our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe in the same philosophy that we talk about, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care to kind of take you from where you are to where you need to be. Growing network every single day. It's incredible to see all the folks that are coming on board. Estelle in Orlando, Florida writes, my husband's been suffering from migraines over the last couple of weeks. Can this be a sign of something worse? Well, it just depends. Migraines are actually fairly common for many people. And there's a lot of different reasons for why you can get migraines. I mean, it can be vascular in nature. It could be a nutritional deficiency. It can be stress. It can be just a host of different things. I mean, literally, toxins build up in the body. You can get migraine headaches. So there's a whole host of things that can be causing it. So really what you want to do is you want to get down and figure out, okay, what's the real reason? I'm sure he's probably been to his physician already, and I'm sure that he's been, you know, kind of evaluated, maybe even taking medicine at this point. But when you look at migraines, one of the big things you've got to think are two things, I think. First and foremost, after you've been evaluated by your doctor and they say, well, we can't really find anything, if they go that route, then you always want to have things looked at from a structural perspective, meaning that you need to have the neck evaluated, the cervical vertebra, C1, C2, a lot of times can be out of position. That can cause undue pressure at the base of the neck, and that can cause migraines. It can cause headaches. One of the big reasons for that, if it's not vascular. And the other are nutritional deficiencies, and there's several nutritional deficiencies that can cause migraine headaches. One we know are low B12 levels, also low iron levels. So you get into an anemic state that can cause migraines many times. Another that is a big cause is caffeine. So if you're drinking a lot of caffeine, it depletes calcium, it depletes a lot of your minerals in the body, and that can lead to migraines as well. And so that instability that caffeine can cause sometimes can be a big trigger. So I don't know if your husband is drinking coffee a lot. I don't know what his diet's like, and I don't know the whole picture. But if you're asking just kind of a general nature about migraines, you want to get it evaluated from all aspects, mental, chemical, structural, and make sure everything's in balance. And if it is, then great. And then you've got me. But usually there is a pretty good key of what's going on. You just got to get the research and get some physician to actually do some testing or do some self-testing at home, of course, after you've already done that. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Wandering minds are linked with greater working memory, new study finds. So if you find your mind wandering as you complete tasks during the day, thinking about what you'll make for dinner or as you read through an article, for instance, it could actually be saying something about your memory. New research suggests the study in the Journal of Psychological Science shows that people whose minds wander during simple tasks may actually have a higher capacity for working memory. Working memory is what enables us to think about multiple things at once. It's been linked to intelligence such as IQ and also reading comprehension. So that may be because people who have additional working memory resources deploy them to think about things other than what they're doing. Study researcher Jonathan Smallwood of the Max Planck Institute for Human Cognitive and Brain Science, well, that's a mouthful right there. He said this, and for the study, he said researchers and the participants do one of two tasks. One task was to press a button while they saw a certain letter come across the screen. The second task was to tap in sync with their own breathing. And he said as they, the people that were able to do all of this at once had a higher capacity for memory and also for multitasking. So I think this goes towards the ladies, fellas, if you really think about it, because women can multitask way better than we can. And if you're sitting there going, no, they can't, let me tell you something, they can. And when women say they have a memory like an elephant, think about that one for just a second. So the ability to multitask and remember every single detail of everything, I mean, they can recall, it's unbelievable. And finding a woman, it's like once a woman goes into a place of dementia or Alzheimer's, it's just like, what is that? Because her memory typically is so good. And as tragic as that can be, just think about the capacity that you see. And men have good memories too, but you definitely find females have a greater capacity from what I've seen. And not just from marital relationships or spousal relationships, but just in general. So incredible about the whole memory concept in multitasking and your ability to do that. Acetylcholine levels can really help with that too. So if your acetylcholine levels drop, that's one of the brain chemicals, then you want to make sure that getting the acetylcholine levels back up is a real key. Some nutritional things that can help with that. Of course, all your protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, that contain some saturated fat, just a little bit. And then, of course, your omega-3 fatty acids like cod liver oil, fish oils, and the other healthy monounsaturated fats like avocados and all the nuts except peanuts. So just a couple things to think about. Bringing those levels back up. Supplements can help. Phosphatidylcholine, which is lecithin, that's found in egg yolks, by the way. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, vitamin B6, can be helpful as well. Vitamin E fails to prevent heart failure. New topic about vitamin E. Of course, we've known vitamin E has been a strong antioxidant for years, but taking vitamin E supplements may not help when it comes to preventing heart failure among women. A new study shows that vitamin E supplements had no effect on women's risk of developing heart failure. It's the first large-scale study on the effectiveness of vitamin E in preventing heart failure. They said vitamin E is one of the group of nutrients known as antioxidants and typically can help protect. I think it's an incredible antioxidant all the way around. This study right here saying that vitamin E doesn't appear to help or hurt when it comes to heart disease risk. So they're kind of just saying it can help or it cannot. I mean, it's just kind of neutral on the subject. When vitamin E has been touted for many years as being helpful with heart disease for so long, it still is a good nutrient. That's just my personal opinion. 888-283-7272 are phone lines, and they are open. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, he was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Marie, we're going to kick it off with you. How can I help?
Okay, I'm calling about a bone spur I have in my foot. And I know it's there because it's been x-rayed and we've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if the inflammation diet would help with it. I have your book, and so I have the diet and stuff.
You got the book, and have you started on the diet yet?
Yes, no. I've kind of have just started on it this week. I've had the bone spur for several months, though.
Well, a bone spur, a couple things, okay? Number one is you got to make sure that you have enough of the right kind of minerals in the body and that your body can use them. So if you have excess calcium, but your body can't utilize the calcium, a lot of times that's what can cause bone spurs to form. And the reason that happens is a lot of times we get low in vitamin D and we don't have enough vitamin D. So have you had your vitamin D checked by your physician lately?
I had some blood work done about a week ago, but it was for cholesterol and stuff like that. I don't know if they checked
just
vitamin D.
All the basics. Yeah, I would probably go to your physician and get your vitamin D levels checked. It's a real simple test they can run and just see what the numbers are. The range is about 30 up to about 100, okay, as far as the clinical range. And It's really good to keep those numbers in the upper end of the range. And depending on what those numbers are, is what they'll let you know, of course, what they end up being. And then you probably talk to them about what dosage and all that to go with from there. But keeping your vitamin D levels up is really important when you've got any kind of any issue bone related, especially like a little bone spur, which is just a buildup of calcium. So that might be something that can be helpful to you. But can the diet help that's in the book? Anytime you deal with something that can be painful or inflammatory, that diet can help. That diet is designed really for overall health, for just keeping your body healthy. It's the right kind of foods and the right combination for people to lose weight or just to get healthy or to have more energy or to just feel better overall. So it's just kind of a good general format to follow. And so, it can help either way. So just getting on board, making that decision that you want to get well is the real key. Are you dealing with anything else besides a bone spur? Are you taking any medicine at all?
Well, I'm a diabetic, and I take metformin. And that's about it. I was having trouble with my shoulders, but I took therapy for that. And I also read in your book where this lady that came in and was having trouble with her shoulders, her hair falling out and all, and my hair's coming out. And you said that C6 and C7 went up through your thyroid and could cause the hair loss.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of times, A lot of times the structural aspect of this type thing is a big deal. And you want to make sure that, like I said, when the structural part of it, the neck itself is out of position many times, the vertebra, like C5, C6, C7. If that's out of alignment, then you have to be really careful because, the nerves go out of the neck, they go out of the spinal cord altogether, and they control all different aspects of the body. So you've got a nerve that goes to all different organs, glands, and systems throughout the body. But in that neck area particular, in the lower aspect of the neck, you got to be really careful because, those nerves go into the thyroid gland, and that can be a factor. Matter of fact, they did a study. It was up in Wisconsin, I believe, years ago, and they did a study on people that went through whiplash. And, when you go through a car accident and you get the whiplash and they didn't get it treated at all, they didn't have anyone work on the lower aspect of the neck because anytime you're in a massive car accident, they x-ray you, but they don't look for degeneration or really anything like that as far as something that could cause or affect the nerve in a non-surgical approach. They just look for fractures. As long as you're not fractured, then everything's okay. Well, the damage and the trauma that it does to that area neurologically, they found caused issues with the thyroid gland and led to hypothyroidism. So it's a factor. Now, that's not definitely standard of care in medicine by any means, but it is a factor from more of the alternative way of thinking. Chiropractic physicians and osteopathic physicians would agree with that for the most part. But, that could definitely be a key. So getting down and figuring out nutritional deficiencies, that's number one. And you can do that with blood work like you've already done and working with your doctor on that. And yeah, going to see someone that can work on the lower aspect of your neck, like a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician, can always be helpful. And you always want to have every aspect of your body evaluated and make sure that it's working at the best level that it can. So you know, that's just a couple of thoughts in that. But yeah, look at the vitamin D levels. When it comes to a bone spur, I think you'll be able to find exactly what you're looking for as far as getting all the things that you need to give the body what it needs. And when you do that, it's amazing how it responds. And keep me posted. You can always send me an email at getwellradio.com. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. And you know why that's interesting? Because think about this. If the choices you make right now can determine the kind of health you're going to have, and you've been doing things for, 10 or 15 years, the same way over and over again, then if you can literally make some changes, some shifts in your mindset, knowing that you don't have to be the same today as you were yesterday, and knowing that if you make some radical changes today, you can be different tomorrow. Well, that's the hope that we have. And your body's a temple. It was given to you. It's a gift. So the question is, what are you doing to take care of that gift? Are you eating well? Are you exercising on a regular basis, even when you don't want to? And not all of us want to exercise all the time. Are you drinking plenty of water? At least half your body weight in ounces every single day. Are you drinking plenty of that? Well, little keys like that, getting proper rest, all these little things matter. And they add up in what I call a health account. And if you can build your health account a little bit every day, that compound interest will grow, just like it does in your bank account. And you will see the return like never before. All you have to do is make a decision that you want to get well. It's start today, and don't let another day go by where you let your health slide. Not for your kids, not for too much work, not for anything. Maintaining your health is one of the greatest things you can do for longevity and a higher quality of life. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Send me an email. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Go online to TeamLifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of success, Woody Allen says, in our quote for the day, is showing up. And that is so true. Persistence is the key to the game. Joint pain and other woes plague obese Americans. So many Americans are obese. They say now that about 65% of Americans are overweight, and about 35 to 40% are obese. And saying the rates of heart disease and diabetes are typically higher among those who are extremely obese, of course, with a BMI of 40 or more. But they're saying now that, of course, the joint pains that they're seeing in the obese adults have skyrocketed about by 42% since 2 years ago. Among the other findings in the national data, they said about 25% of American adults were obese, and another 5% were extremely obese. And the black Americans, they said, were more likely to be obese, about 31%, or extremely obese, 8% Hispanics, whites, and all other races. So adults with a college degree, they were kind of breaking them down in categories, 20%, on and on. But the bottom line is this, we're getting fatter as a country. Call it obese what you want. We're getting fat. That's the bottom line. That's just such politically correct word. It cracks me up. If we say somebody's fat, it's like offensive. But the reality is, we're gaining more body fat than ever. We're more sedentary than we've ever been, and things have to change. We have to step up and we have to get motivated to want to lose the weight, to want to get back to our body as healthy again so we can thrive in our lives, so we can be there for our kids and our family members, so that we can make a difference in people's lives. We have to want it. It has to come from deep down. You have to want to get well. You have to want to live a better life and to get your body where it needs to be. And I think many people get to a place where they get discouraged and they feel like they can't get it back and they feel like they can't go to the next level and they feel like they just kind of lost it. And if you know, you look at yourself, if you gained 100 pounds, 150 pounds, and you think, why, where do I even start? But there's a lot of keys to losing weight that are out there. And I mean, so many great tools. It's about portion sizes. It's about eating the right kind of foods, more frequency with your meals. I mean, the list could go on and on. Exercising consistently, but not exercising too long. And, of course, reversing that cycle. And just so you know, just a little key, if you're with your doctor and you want to check how well your body handles foods and your metabolism and how well body fat is affecting, or how much your body fat is affecting you in your hormone levels and inability to lose weight, there's a great blood test called leptin. So ask your doctor to run a leptin test and see what that test will reveal and see how well changing those numbers can literally change your body composition. You'd be impressed and be amazed, actually. So many things we can do to drop the weight, and we don't have to be stuck. And there's nothing breaks my heart more than seeing someone that's on 10 different medications, they're overweight, they're 35, and maybe it's a mother with four kids. She can barely breathe because she's so overweight and just got there for whatever reason, ate too much, had a bad, a tough teenage years, self-medicated with food, and just got to a place where she just can't get out. And it's not a good place to be. You can change. Life can be different. You don't have to be where you are. You can change. And that's just, it breaks my heart. I've seen it so many times, and there has to be a way. There is a way. Just you have to find that somewhere deep down inside that you want to get well and you've had enough. And it's possible. So no matter what you're dealing with, if you're overweight and you're listening to the show right now, I want you to know it's possible for you to get out from where you are. You don't have to be stuck. No matter what people have told you, no matter what your own mind has told you, you can get out. But you have to want it. You have to make that decision. I can't do it for you. And if you do, you'll be amazed at what can take place in your life. A year from now, you won't even recognize the old you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You give me a call right now. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
How can I help?
I have a set of 18-month-old twins, and they both have eczema on their, different spots on their body. And we don't eat a whole lot of processed food. Their diets are pretty, a lot of fruit and vegetables, lean meat, red meat. My husband also has eczema, so I don't know if you have any ideas of things to try with them. We live in a very, very dry area.
Okay.
I don't know if that, that is hurting, but I don't know if it's, I don't think it's just that,
Yeah, the eczema can be affected by dry weather. It's possible. But remember, for the most part, what happens on your skin comes from the inside. And if you're not getting the right nutrients for whatever reason, or have food allergies or anything like that, it's coming from the gut. The gut usually shows itself within the skin at some level. So that is probably what's going on, is you want to start looking there. So they eat pretty well, fruits and vegetables. What does a typical day look like? Why don't you tell me breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Normally they have an egg for breakfast. Maybe a piece of whole grain toast or half. They're not eating a whole piece, a half a piece. I don't even think they'd probably eat that much. And then they'd have some fruit. Probably a little bit of butter on the bread, and egg would be cooked probably in either olive oil or butter. I don't even know. I mean, okay. I'm having a hard
so
time.
So for the most part, they eat fairly well. But what I'm not hearing a lot of are fats in the diet. I'm not hearing a lot of omega-3 fats. I'm not hearing a lot of things like avocados and almonds and walnuts and that kind of thing. I'm hearing just a lot of, I mean, just kind of not much, like eating like a bird almost.
No. They eat. They love avocado, and they eat, well, I guess we don't really feed them a whole lot of mayonnaise, but they do eat a little bit of mayonnaise.
What about fish oil? How much fish oil are they taking every day?
They're not.
Okay. Now, there's a big. What about probiotics? Are you giving them probiotics at all?
They eat yogurt.
Okay, so the Greek yogurt. If you're dealing with eczema, first thing you want to do is remove all dairy from the diet. And you want to always remove wheat at any level, even a half a piece of toast.
Because okay.
You want to completely cut out gluten from the diet and also cow's milk dairy that's pasteurized and homogenized. And by doing that, you've cut out the top two food allergens that can be in your diet. And then fish oil is a real big one with eczema. Kind of like that dryness you're talking about that comes, you know, whether it's the dry air, that can affect the skin. But remember, it comes from the inside out. So you want to make sure that they have plenty of omega-3 fats in the diet. That's always been something the research has talked about, just because we know that skin conditions by deficiency of omega-3 fats, which we're all deficient in if we don't take them because it's not in our diet typically. So getting plenty of those omega-3 fats really is a key for any kind of skin condition. And even though they're eating, you know, not a ton of food, you know, it sounds like you're doing a good job of putting some healthy food around them. I can see why you'd be frustrated. I think it's just some slight little modifications that might be able to help, because these little deficiencies, I'm telling you, they can build up big time. So adults typically, I think it depends on what brand you use as far as like the fish oil. Just make sure you're using the oil, not the gel caps. I'm definitely a bigger fan of those. But yeah, I mean, that definitely makes a big difference, the fatty acids. Zinc is also another one. But I mean, for kids, you don't really have to do a whole lot of vitamins and things like that. Kids are typically pretty good. Their digestive tracts work pretty well. Only two things that the foundational four, which I think everybody should be on everybody's kitchen table, really. That's a good whole food multivitamin, and that can be like a kid's chewable or something like that. I'm sure their pediatrician's probably already recommended those kind of things. But a good fish oil is always great. That helps. The omega-3 fats really are good for the immune system and also for every other aspect of the body, including their skin, hair, and nails, that kind of thing. Probiotics are important, too. And with kids, especially, getting the bacterial flora correct and keeping it healthy is vital for skin, for complexion, for a host of things, especially within the digestive tract. And that's pretty easy to maintain. You can get those in a supplemental form. And I know you're trying to get it from the yogurt, but you can just, they make it in like a powdered form too, where you can mix it in with some of the fruit or however you want to do that. There's a lot of ways to take the probiotics, I guess is what I'm saying. That and then digestive enzymes might be something you want to consider too, to help them break down the foods that they're eating. So those four supplements, pretty basic. And then stay with, you know, a lot of the diet that you already lay out, the eggs and the fruit, doing great on that. And, you know, the lunch and dinner, just, you know, plenty of meats or fish and vegetables like you're doing. Just keep the fats in there. Half an avocado here, you know, crushed almonds or walnuts and things over a salad or whatever you want to do. But I would just keep that up. I mean, that's just my thoughts. From the research and things that I've seen and done, those are pretty good items. It always comes down to fatty acids when you're looking at eczema, typically in food sensitivities or food allergies. Now, a lot of the research says that, and there's creams and things that can help from the outside to kind of soothe it, but usually it comes from the inside out. Vitamin D has shown some promise, too, for skin conditions from some of the research I've seen, so might want to look into that as well. All right, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Stephen from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He says, using your diet and exercise suggestions, I've come down from 285 to 215. Way to go, Stephen. He says, I still have a few more pounds to lose. My usual exercise is a stationary bike. What can I do different? We'll answer that when we come.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Steven sent an email in. He's from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He says, using your diet and exercise suggestions, I have come down from 285 pounds down to 215 pounds. Steven, that is just amazing. Great job, man. I still have a few more pounds to lose. My usual exercise is a stationary bike. If I change things up, would that help? Absolutely. Muscle confusion, exercise confusion to the body. Always want to do things differently. The body's always looking for change to where it can't adapt. So you might want to do a stationary bike one day. You might want to go lift a good weight workout the next day. Maybe go jogging the day after that. And then, you know, kind of mix things up that way. Lower body leg workout, sprints, running sprints. The more you can change it up with your body, the more it has a hard time adapting or it forced to adapt. And when it's forced to adapt with whatever situation you're giving it, that's when it creates change. When it gets used to it, and it will, trust me, it'll get used to the same old, same old, same old. That's when things become challenging, and that's when it gets stubborn, especially when you get down to that point where it's those last 10 to 15 pounds. It's really tough, and you have a hard time getting down that break point. You have to really force the body to do that. And it comes down to hormones. It comes down to diet. It comes down to the way you train, too, and the different ways that you do that. So the answer is yes, that you need to change things up. It's about coming up with a new way to do that. And a great way, I personally think, to do this is to have a personal trainer. And you can get one, to have one once a month if you need to. But having a personal trainer is like having a personal coach. And great having, I mean, literally having a personal trainer is, I think, one of the best investments you could make if you're looking for change within your life and looking to change your body and to do it as effectively as possible. I mean, you could get done in 2 months working with a personal trainer and the results that it would take you 8 months or a year to get done. Literally, meandering around, doing your own thing. It will save you so much time. So the money that you would spend, which is not that much, is minimal, for the outcome that you get is just amazing. So having a personal trainer on your team is a great way to go. That's just my 2 cents. 888-283-7272. Go online, getwellradio.com is our website. You can send me an email. And our preferred wellness providers, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. So a great network that we have growing every single day. They believe in this nutrition and lifestyle-based preventative care that we talk about and can really take you to the next level. Joan, you're next with us on the show. How can I help, darling?
Well, I have fibromyalgia. I was diagnosed in 2009. I take Cymbalta, 60 milligrams a day, and okay. I have to take anti-inflammatory Mobic. If I do not take the Mobic, then I have trouble walking and using my hands and stuff. And I'm looking for some kind of alternative to taking medication that it might be natural.
Well, with fibromyalgia, you've been taking the Mobic. Have you noticed a big difference or not really?
Yes. I also have a ulcer in my stomach, right on the top of my stomach. And I thought, well, if I quit taking the Mobic, it might help it. Of course, I get worse. I can hardly walk. And when I do take the Mobic, it makes it easier for me to walk into function.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Well, is your lifestyle pretty conducive? Like, do you exercise? Do you eat healthy? Give me a little bit update on that. Are you overweight?
I started walking yesterday to try to get back in track, you know, lose weight. I'm overweight. And, of course, I pay for 2 or 3 days for what I do one day. I didn't get to walk today due to I have a heavy schedule. I go to college and also work, you know. So
yeah, I understand.
Tomorrow I'll hit back at it again. I'm getting so that I'm so busy that I forget to eat. Today was not a good day. I was just like I'm chasing myself. And I just don't eat. I just grab, you know, a cup of tea and go or whatever. And when I do eat, I try to eat, you know, Greek yogurt for breakfast and I eat egg whites or something that in that sense, you know. I don't eat much cereal or anything like that. I don't eat much processed foods because, to me, they're too salty. I just that they just taste salty to me.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things, I think. First and foremost, when you're dealing with fibromyalgia, some people think it's official diagnosis, some don't. And so there's two trains of thought with it. But the reality is you've got an inflammatory condition inside the body, and it starts within the gut. So when your muscles ache, connective tissues ache, all that sort of thing, you always want to make sure that you look at the root cause, which is coming from the digestive tract, always. And you start clearing that out, eating the right kind of foods. You have to almost look at food as being one of your best sets of medicine, because if you focus on it, you're eating three times a day, a couple of snacks in between, you don't miss, even when you're not hungry, even when you're stressed out, and you stick to the plan, you're giving your body nutrients that it needs to lower inflammation, to rebuild good, new, healthy cells, and to function better. And that's what our foods can do. Our foods can make such a huge difference in the way we feel and the way we do things. So that is something definitely to look at. And the anti-inflammatory diet is a great way to go. It's just a super diet to follow that you can kind of gauge, because if you reduce inflammation in the body, you can make a big difference. And with fibromyalgia, that's such a key. Omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, those are always key too in fibromyalgia. But it's cutting out the grains, it's cutting out dairy products. And also, they found that ginseng can be really helpful when you're dealing with fibromyalgia. And also, L-theanine, which is an amino acid, has been shown to be helpful too. So there's some natural things out there that can be helpful when you're dealing with chronic issues like that. White willow bark has some good research behind it that you might want to look into. But it comes down to your daily habits. And fibromyalgia always has, for the most part, a pretty strong emotional component that comes with it. So you might want to look in, kind of see if there's some things you're having a hard time letting go, or anger or frustration or something like that. Many times that can be a root cause, and it's subconscious. You don't even know what's going on. All right, thanks for the call. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.